Our first finalist is Michael Allison from the Department of Biochemistry and Microbiology, investigating olecranon, assessing species health with molecular tools.
Imagine walking up to a stream and just by looking at the water, being able to tell what creatures have been there, how many of each species, how healthy they are, and even what is affecting their health. This is the world of molecular tools that are being developed for environmental monitoring and that have already begun to change the way we assess ecosystem health. There's a species of fish that occurs all along the west coast of North America called olecranon, whose scientific name, Thalictes pacificus, means abundant fish of the Pacific. This is a fish that spends most of its life at sea. Then for as little as 1 week in spring, comes to spawn in rivers in huge numbers, bringing nutrients into coastal ecosystems and providing traditional sustenance for many coastal First Nations. In the past few decades, this abundant fish has become less and less abundant, and we're not completely sure why. As part of a collaboration between indigenous industry and university scientists, I will be using cutting-edge techniques to look at olecranon that return to rivers in Kitimat, BC. First, our team's field biologists will take river water samples. Then I'll extract all the DNA from these samples and use a highly sensitive test to tell whether there have been any olecranon in the area recently. This is called environmental DNA, and it works because all creatures, especially aquatic ones, are constantly sloughing off tiny bits of tissue into their surroundings. And that tissue can hang around for weeks before breaking down. We've been developing statistical models that can estimate fish numbers based on the eDNA test. That means that we hope to learn not just whether the fish is present, but roughly how many they are without even having to see them. The next tool I'm using is called RNA sequencing. If DNA is a book of all the instructions a cell needs, think of RNA like memos or little short-lived post-it notes that get copied from the DNA in order to build things. Some of these memos are always being made in the cell, but others are only made in response to changes in the environment. By reading these memos, we can tell whether a fish is reacting to stress from contaminants, such as an oil spill, based on what RNA is being created in the cells. Usually, we have to take tissue from a creature to read its RNA, but now we're working out how to read it straight from the water, just like we do for eDNA. Of course, first we have to make sure the tests are reliable using controlled experiments. My goal, though, is to bring us closer to learning everything we need to know about this vital fish from just a bottle of water. Thank you.